Hello and welcome back to the Journey Promises podcast. I am your host, Amber Lithgow, and I am so excited that you guys are joining us for another week of amazing conversations about the faithfulness of God in the lives of those around us. Today, I am joined by one of my very best friends, Mary Kate, who has been with me for so long. She became one of my best friends my sophomore year of college and has really just stuck with me through thick and thin. And so today we are talking about how God has just really shown up in her life over the past three-ish years, how he has provided for her and taken care of her in some of her hardest times. And I truly cannot wait for you guys to just get to know her a little bit. There were some tears, there were lots of laughs, but I know it's going to be a good conversation. And so grab your coffee, grab your headphones, and let's go hang out. So excited for you guys to meet my guest today. My friend Mary Kate is with me. She is such a light in my life. She was my little in Kappa Delta when we were in college together. And honestly, just from the beginning of our friendship, she has been my partner in crime and my rock and someone who I always knew I could go to and cry to and laugh with. And we've just been through so much, but God has been so faithful to just keep us together and constantly bring us back together. And so I am excited for you guys to get a glimpse into her life today. And so Mary Kate, welcome. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to cry before I even begin. That was so sweet. Oh my gosh. Well, I am, like you said, Mary Kate. I am, oh my gosh, going to be 25 next month. I cannot believe it. But so I live on the Gulf Coast where you're actually from. How funny is that? Oh my gosh. And yeah, we, like you said, we met in college and just God keeps bringing us back together, which is a crazy story in and of itself. Yes, but I'm so happy to be here. And I just hope that, you know, God speaks through me in this story of little snippet of my life that I'm going to share. And that's what it's all about. Just God speaking through us and sharing our stories like your whole podcast is about. I love it so much. So.
Yes, I'm so excited. I know your testimony is so good and so powerful, and you have been through so much in just the past couple of years. And like you said before we started talking, like the Lord just has weaved your story together in such a way that only he could do. And so I'm excited and I'm ready and I know everyone else is ready. And so I'm just going to pass the mic over to you and you can just have at it.
Okay. All right. Well, the story that I'm going to share today is, like I was telling you, not about, it's not my salvation story. It's really about God's faithfulness through my life. And since 2018 to now. So in just the past few years, I was saved when I was a little girl. So I am saved, and gosh, I don't know how I would have gone through the past few years without that part of my life, without the Holy Spirit leading me. And like you said, this, my whole story, just how God has worked from way before, it just, it's full circle now. It's so crazy. So when I graduated college in 2018, I moved to Mobile by myself, which is crazy. I didn't know anybody. So from May to July, I was living by myself. Me and my husband got married in July, and I just didn't, like I said, I didn't know anybody. I was working with people that were like 20 to 30 years older than me. So I didn't have that community, and I really didn't realize how important community was until I didn't have it. And that's when this verse was brought to my attention. I was scrolling through Pinterest and this verse popped up. The verse that God has been faithful through is Isaiah 41:13-14. I have had that on my phone as my screensaver since 2018, and it's still on there, which is so crazy.
Old faithful.
Yes. So I just want to share that. This is the King James Version. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I love that verse so much. Mm. Then we just, me and my husband really felt moved to move to the Gulf Coast in 2019. Just that community that we wanted. Venture was starting on the Gulf Coast. His sister and his family, they lived down here. So we moved here in 2019, and just a few months after we moved down here, I actually had a miscarriage, and people just let me down during that process. It was a very difficult time in my life. I was 9 weeks, so it was a little bit, you know, involved. And like I said, people let me down, and I ultimately decided to quit the job that I was in and didn't have a backup job. I literally had no idea. My degree's in international business, and I didn't know what I was going to do. So I was looking for jobs and everything, and I actually got a job with Hancock Whitney Bank and started working there. And that community of women, oh my gosh, like my boss was, I mean, she should have been a preacher. Like, oh my goodness, she would come in my office all the time. She had no idea what I had just been through a few months before. And I was angry. I had a lot of anxiety. I wasn't really angry with God. I was angry at the people that had let me down. Honestly, I never got angry with God, which is a huge blessing. I was just so angry with people around me. I had so much anxiety and intrusive thoughts. And she had no idea of any of this. And she would come in my office every day and talk to me about things and scriptures. And she didn't know that I was a Christian either. Like, she had no idea. We'd never had that discussion. I literally just started there. That's
so cool.
It is. I still want to cry about it, because it was all women in that bank. And you know, when you get a whole group of women together, how it can be sometimes.
The likelihood of it going well is slim to none.
Exactly. Yes. And Amber, I'm telling you, there was no drama. It was all uplifting. It was just, I loved work every day, going to work, being with those women. It was, gosh, I can't describe it, but God put those women in my life.
Yeah.
Just that helped me through that. So I don't think I could have gotten through that as well as I did without them there. A lot of the times, you know, of course, God is who we need to put our trust in and our faith in, but sometimes he puts people in our life to physically help us through things, to
absolutely
be there with us and hug us. And that physical community, back to community, it's so important. And I said, I love the job. I was there for 9 months, I think. And I got a phone call one day, and I had actually just found out I was pregnant just a few weeks before, hadn't even told anybody. And it was this lady that I had met in my capstone class at Southern Miss. And she had came and talked to our capstone class. And that's actually how I got my job in Mobile. It was in international logistics. And she said, hey, I am working for this company, I grow in this department, and I want you to come work for me. And it's part-time and it's a remote job. And I looked at my phone and I said, what in the world? I'm pregnant. And this lady is offering me a part-time job working from home. It was so perfect. I could not have written it better.
Yeah.
So, of course, I jumped at that opportunity and I told her, I said, nobody knows this, but I'm pregnant and I just can't believe that this opportunity just is right here. And she said she was, you know, in disbelief and stuff as well. And it just goes back to that verse, the Isaiah 41:13-14, like, for the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand. And then he says, fear not, I will help thee. Like, looking back on that, when I was in Mobile and I was lonely and I didn't have a community, and didn't really know what to do or where to go because I'd got my dream job and everything should be perfect, right? You know, and he was there for me. He held my hand through it and he led us to move down here. And being down here, that led us to being closer to our family. And then that, if we didn't move down here, I would never have gotten that job at that bank with those women. You know, and believe that God uses hard things for his glory. And I just, you know, God's faithfulness in my life, I don't think I would have realized it if I wouldn't have gone through those hard things, feeling lonely, and then going through the miscarriage, and then being in a pandemic, working at a bank with people that I loved, but also finding out I was pregnant. I mean, and that was in August of 2020. So it was still kind of early in the pandemic. So we didn't really know what was going to happen. And it just, looking back, God's faithfulness is in every single piece of my past few years. And even now, I mean, honestly, I can't wait to look back at where I am right now and say, wow, okay, this is what God did here. This is how this connects. I mean, it's just, it's so crazy.
So yeah. Crazy. I love that. It is so true. Like what you said, being able to just look back and see God's faithfulness each and every step of the way and how he's just provided and he's held your hand and he's lifted you up. And he said, I'm with you. I have not left you and you can trust me. And that's just so cool and such a like true testament to who God is in every moment of every day. Yes. So as you were going through those times, when you were like in the middle of the hard times, were there ever moments where you were just like, all right, God, are you going to get me out of this? Like, are you still holding my hand? Are you sure?
Yes. I mean, 100%. Like I said, I was never angry at God, but that doesn't mean you don't question and you don't say, you know, honestly, I was so, so confused, and broken that I got to a point. It was in the middle of the night one night, and I just said, God, whatever you want me to do, whatever you're trying to teach me, just go ahead and tell me what it is. Like, get me through this. Yeah. I don't want to be here anymore. I'll do anything. Like, nothing's off the table. Tell me what you want and I'll do it. Show me what you want me to learn. After the miscarriage, I was so just those intrusive thoughts about him taking a loved one of my family or friends away from me, because I thought, is he trying to teach me something by, you know, me going through this miscarriage, which is, you know, an intrusive thought. You know, I thought maybe he was trying to teach me something and I wasn't understanding, and so he was going to take somebody else away from me. Mm. And so going through that, I was just so confused. And obviously I talked through that with a counselor, and she was just amazing and saying, you know, you have to look to the truth, which is the Bible, and you have to dig in the word and see what is true. And that is what you go by, and you take those thoughts and you cast them out and you go back to scripture, because that is true. That's not a feeling. What I was feeling, that feelings are fleeting. That's what I kept telling myself. So yes, I definitely was like, God, what in the world are you trying to teach me? What's going on? But really, he was just, you know, weaving my story together. And so maybe I can help somebody else going through that. Or, you know, when somebody, if somebody was questioning God's faithfulness, he has made my faith in him so much stronger going through all of this. So sometimes the point of you going through something terrible is just so you can have a stronger faith to help somebody out. So.
Wow. I'm literally speechless. That is so much truth in just one like little snippet. Yeah, that just brings me back to when we were at Big Bev's, our mentor in college, and she would always just talk about in James, where it says, count it all joy, my brethren, for when you go through various trials, it's for the like strengthening of your faith and perseverance. Yeah. And sometimes we're not going to understand. And I think sometimes that's so hard, and it causes us to just wonder and question. And we have two paths to choose at that point. Like, are we going to trust God, or are we going to trust our questioning? Are we going to say, are we going to trust our knowledge and what would make sense? Like, it would make sense to be mad in this moment, or are we going to trust that God has a reason? And it may not be a reason that we realize right here and right now, and he may not drop the answer down out of the sky for us to realize, but
yeah,
it does. It produces that faith in us to say, when you get to the other side, like, God, you got me through that. And I know you'll get me through this next thing. And I know you'll get me through this next thing. And then, like you said, it allows us to share our faith, and it allows exactly what we're here for, to hopefully allow people to borrow our faith, to say, I don't think I can get, when they say, I don't think I can get through this time right now, but she did. And God was faithful to her. And the God in her story is the same God in my story. And surely he is still faithful. Yeah, it's just such a testament to who he is. And I honestly, I find it amazing that you were never angry. Because I think there's even times in my life that, I mean, miscarriages, I obviously, like, I cannot even begin to imagine what that's like. Mm-hmm. I've never even been pregnant before. And so, like, that closeness, that bond that you feel with that little baby inside of you, and it just being gone one day, like, I don't know, I feel like I've been angry with God over smaller things than that. And so that's such, like, how did you do that? I don't know. Is it, I would just love to know.
I'm not saying I wasn't angry. I was angry, but I channeled it mostly onto Layton. Layton's my husband. yeah. So it was not that, I was not angry. I couldn't tell you why I wasn't angry with God. I think I was so sad. Honestly, you know, I don't know, maybe being so sad doesn't even, you know, answer that question. For some reason, I don't know if it's just people are wired differently, maybe. But I was so angry at the, like, Layton would do one little thing and I would, you know, get so angry and lash out at him. But I was just so, you know, like I said, wanted to know what God was trying to teach me. I grew up in the church, and my parents were so wonderful in teaching me the truths about God. And you know, the school I went to, a Christian school, that Bible stories and everything, God was just intertwined. And growing up, being told and seeing that God does take hard things and uses them for good, I think that was so ingrained in my mind that I knew he didn't do this to me. You know, like, he didn't say, oh, you have been bad, you know, I'm going to do this bad, make you go through this bad thing. But I think that helped me not be angry, because I knew that he would eventually use this for his glory.
Yeah.
But I was still angry. And so those emotions had to go somewhere. And so they were just directed toward the physical person that was closest to me. And that unfortunately was Layton. And so, you know, that also took a lot of work and, talking out, because he was angry too, and he was upset too. And, you know, we pushed through that, and our relationship is stronger because of that too. And so that's another thing, you know, a good thing that happened through it is that God brought us closer together. And, yeah. Those intrusive thoughts that were also directed towards him, I kept thinking that maybe God was going to take him away from me now, to, like I said, going back, I had so many mixed emotions and feelings, because I was like, you know, there's gotta be a lesson here. Like, I'm not understanding the lesson. And, just another intrusive thought that I had to capture and get through. And, I have an anxious mind anyway. And so that just magnified it. Mm. But that also has made me dig deeper into, not trusting my feelings. I can't trust my feelings. I can't even trust my thoughts.
Yeah.
I have to go into the word. Like, that is literally the only truth, is God's word. And if whatever I'm feeling or thinking is not backed by God's word, then I know then that is not true.
Yeah.
And so that helped a lot, which that thought did not come from me. That was, that wisdom was handed to me by a counselor that, from Venture, actually, that she is so wonderful. So she shared that, with me, and I think about that all the time. So
what kind of things in that process of healing and not leaning on your own understanding and taking every thought captive and releasing it back to the Lord, what were some things that you did to do that? What rhythms did you have to kind of implement into your life to capture those thoughts and tell yourself the truth behind them?
So the first thing was, I couldn't be in silence for a while. And I know it is important ultimately to sit in silence sometimes to be able to hear what God's trying to tell you and just to kind of clear your mind. But for a while, I couldn't be in silence, because that's when, you know, the devil was sending these intrusive thoughts in and just taking advantage of that, because I was not at a place where I was strong enough yet to do anything. So I would feel, I believe that what you put in comes out. So mm-hmm. I was listening to Caleb. I was listening to podcasts, good uplifting podcasts. I was watching, you know, good uplifting movies, everything, like I said, good uplifting. Layton makes fun of me sometimes, because sometimes they're kind of kiddish, just all good things coming in. And also read a book. It is Get Out of Your Head is what it's called. Yes.
But, I just finished reading that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is really ultimately what gave me solid actionable steps of how do I control my mind, because my mind controlled me. You know, you think, I can't control my mind. Like, it's things that just pop up and your thoughts. And that book really helped me to know actionable steps to take, to be able to literally take a thought that comes in and put it out of my mind, like throw it out like the window. And so that book, I think I've read it 3 times.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Just because it has just helped me so much, to, you know, scripture, like I said, it's scripture in the Bible, and getting in the word is so important to know the truth. But sometimes you also need language of the day, you know, something that is relatable for today and today's language. And I think that book does a really good job of exactly what I was going through with the thoughts and moving past anger and anxiety and intrusive thoughts. She was going through that too when she was writing the book. And so it was perfect. So those are really practical things that I was able to do. And eventually I was able to drive in the car and I would get to my destination and realize I hadn't turned on the radio and I hadn't had any, you know, intrusive thoughts or hadn't had any, you know, oh my gosh, I need to call Layton to make sure he's okay or anything like that. And it just day by day kind of got better and better. And I am not saying that it still doesn't happen. It's a daily thing. And I don't think I ever will. I don't think anybody will ever be completely, oh, okay, I'm done my work on myself, my relationship with God, tip top shape. I'm good to go. But that's why it's so important to stay in His word and put good things in your mind. Listen to good things. So important to surround yourself with a community that uplifts you and that shares, like the people that you do life with. I think it's so important. Those people share your same values and beliefs and hold you accountable. And you can have friends and have people in your life that maybe don't and that you pour into and things like that. But the people that you do life with, so important that they are your tight-knit community that, you know, pours into you because you have to have that.
Absolutely. I mean,
that's, God talks about that. It's, you have to have that community.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. So, as we close, is there any advice or anything for people who may be going through the same thing as you, maybe walking through a miscarriage or even just having a hard time trusting the Lord in their circumstances? Is there anything you would want to say to them right now?
Oh, goodness. So many things. Number one, I would say it is so important to find one scripture or two scriptures that is ingrained in your brain that you go back to and you recite to yourself every day, all day. Number two, I would say that it is also important to talk to somebody that has been in your shoes or that hasn't, just to pour out what you have inside, the emotions, everything. And to get practical steps. I think it's so important too. We can talk about, you know, feelings and shoulds and all of that all day, but you need to get practical steps to push forward because there is a time to, you know, whatever your situation is, to mourn and to be sad or angry, to feel all those emotions. And then there's a time to, okay, now I have to see what God is going to use this for. I've got to move on to the next step. And that, so those practical steps to get there, I think are so important because you don't want to get lost in the sadness and the anger and all of that. So those two things, to find a scripture and then to find practical steps to help you get through it.
Yeah, that's so good. Well, Mary Kate, thank you so much for joining me today and for pouring out so much wisdom and so much love.
Thank you so much for having me. I really have enjoyed this so much.
Well, guys, I really hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Journey Promises podcast. If you're listening via YouTube, be sure to give the thumbs up, subscribe, and comment below what your favorite part of our conversation this week was. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, be sure to subscribe, but also rate, review, and comment so that other people can eventually find Journey Promises and hopefully be encouraged by the same things you were. And be sure to share this with your circle. We want as many people as possible to be able to grow in their faith, to borrow faith, and to eventually learn how to share their faith with others. And never forget Psalm 27:13, to always desire to see the goodness of God in the lives of those around you. I hope you guys have a good week, and we'll see you next week.